The object of karma yoga is to be able to do divine's work. That is the object. To arrive at such a stage that you are no more doing human works. All our works are at present human. To raise ourselves to a stage where divine work passes through us and we become accomplished in divine work, manifesting the divine's work, that is the object of karma yoga. The instrument that is chosen for this yoga is neither intellect nor emotion. Intellect is a chosen instrument of Jnana Yoga. The instrument chosen for Bhakti Yoga is emotion. But instrument chosen for Karma Yoga is will. But since this Karma Yoga is an integral Karma Yoga, the Karma Yoga of the Bhagavad Gita is not merely a Karma Yoga, but an integral Karma Yoga. Therefore, although predominance is of will, intellect is also an instrument. Emotion is also an instrument. And will is the chosen predominant instrument. But ultimately you will find that by using that instrument, gradually, he will also bring into picture the intellect and emotion. So that ultimately all the three are united and then it becomes an integral karma yoga. So these are the three instruments of integral karma yoga. Although karma yoga as such has its own emphasis on will, that is the instrument. Now what is the method? The method of Karma Yoga is to purify the will. Purification is always the first starting point of any method of yoga, depending upon the instrument. If Jnana Yoga is the method, is the instrument, the intellect is to be purified. In the case of Bhakti Yoga, emotion is to be purified. In the case of Karma Yoga, will is purified. So the emphasis falls upon the purification. In every yoga, there are three basic processes: purification, concentration, and renunciation. No yoga can be accomplished without these three. There has to be a purification, there has to be concentration, and there has to be renunciation. Now in the case of Karma Yoga, there is first the purification of the will. And you will see in this chapter, when we read now for the second chapter and third chapter particularly, how much emphasis is laid upon purification. Then there is concentration. Why Sri Krishna emphasizes so much in the second chapter on the concentration of buddhi? And by buddhi is meant not only intellect, but intellect that guides the will. That is the meaning of the word buddhi. So, there is an emphasis upon concentration of the will. He says that vyavasayatmaka buddhi, the buddhi which is engaged, which is concentrated. The entire description of Sita Pragya, which takes a large portion of the closing part of the chapter 2, is devoted to Sita Pragya. So sthita pragya, one whose pragya is sthita, one whose intelligent will is stable, is concentrated. So concentration is also a part of karma yoga. Concentration of will. That is why the word that is used is yuktaha. One whose will is concentrated. So there is a great emphasis upon the purification. Then there is emphasis upon the concentration of the will. And then there is a lot of discussion on the subject of renunciation, tyaga, sannyasa. You will find these two words often coming in these 3-4 chapters. It is a question of renunciation.